Hello, my name is Ed Frawley and I own Learbird. This video is one of the 300 videos that we included in one of our recent courses that we did with a friend of ours called Michael Ellis. This is a sports skill masterclass online course that I'm talking about. And it's about 20 hours long, has over 300 videos, but this is a very short part of that video because a lot of the concepts in this course apply to almost any dog sport. For example, most dog sports, when you go into the ring, when you start your competition, you have to take your collar off your dog. And in this short little video, Michael's going to talk about how he trains and conditions his dog to really ignore the collar. He doesn't want to create a signal for the dog that, okay, now we're going to go into competition. But I'm going to leave it up to him. It's very good information. And if you like the information, at the end of this video, we're going to put the website address for the Sports Skills Masterclass.
So we just want to be a little cautious about that stuff. It's like anything. It's like the leash, right? So if we're using it a lot to make behavior in training sessions still, then we're certainly not ready to be off it. Right? And it should be like that with everything. And then, like everything else, I don't want to make my dog attendant to a signal in an aversive way, but also in a good way, right? So we can rely on, we frequently do this, we go put on our training vest, so we take our dog out, and they sit there watching us fill our pockets with treats and tuck toys in the back of our pants, and we go train. And with the wrong kind of dog, that can become their signal for working. You step out at a competition, you don't do all those things, and your dog says, oh, well, we must not be working, and they don't come into the same kind of state of mind. So we want to have rituals and kind of things that we can do that are consistent and something that we can do before a trial, ideally. Yeah. And some dogs are so motivated that it doesn't matter, right? But if I had my druthers, I should be able to be naked, my dog should be able to be naked, and he should still do what I ask him to do, right? Shouldn't be relying on what clothes I'm wearing, whether or not I have a certain collar on him, none of that stuff should make any difference, ideally, right? Nobody wants to see it, but stop visualizing it. It's a dog. But that's would be my goal, right? So if I thought, okay, hey, what's your goal in training? That the dog should listen to me and perform consistently regardless of those external things, right? So.